brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This news is the top story up on Infowars.com right now. Top scientist, another Fukushima quake would mean U.S. evacuation. Bye-bye, Japan. We linked 2 days ago to a Russia Today article about this, but now this is starting to get picked up and is becoming big news. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but it is in the cards. In fact, it's not even a remote possibility. It is a possibility, though I wouldn't say probable from my own research, but you can decide for yourself. The article's up on Infowars.com. We're going to have Anthony Gucciardi joining us. And we should already show folks a NOAA radiation map. This is put out by the federal government's National Oceanic Administration, or I forget what NOAA stands for, National Oceanic and Aeronautical. What does it stand for? It'll pop in my head. But you know NOAA, that's the National Weather Service. And that's what their real name is, but they call it the National Weather Service, but it's NOAA. And we have this radiation map that we can also add to Gucciardi's article that shows already with the five of the six reactors that leaked and several of them exploded, already the radiation increasing across the world, particularly in the northern hemisphere. And the government, the media, does not tell you to get good iodine. They do not tell you to protect yourself. They don't tell you to go get Himalayan salts and have it in your food, which helps protect the thyroid. They sure don't tell you that a leech, we had a, and I'm not allowed to say who, we had a major cosmetics company buy masses of this, and they want to buy as much as we can sell them. The Survival Shield, I wasn't meaning to plug this now, but might as well, the special proprietary nascent iodine. Now, that's produced with electricity and other technologies. I'm not allowed to get into it all. But you can see this is half empty because I take it. This is my personal bottle of the Nascent Survival Shield dietary supplement that all the experts that we've had on, the doctors, the medical doctors, the scientists, the nutritionists, said this is the big secret product right here. So I started taking it for a few months and was just blown away by it. So I've now popularized this. Now, and again, we ran out of it, tried to find other suppliers. And it was not really nascent iodine. It's terrible tasting. And Group said, look, that's why I developed this 20 years ago. 20 years ago with these Russians at a lab that's been there for 40 years. A very small lab, by the way. Well, I mean, it's medium-sized, but compared to a lot of big ones. And I rolled it out, and people getting it have been giving me nothing but stellar reviews. So I might as well just plug now. I didn't plug anything last hour. That's how we fund ourselves as well. We just got in a massive load of this last week, another huge load showing up today that will cover the back order we've got for about a week and will give us enough at the current sales rate for another week. And then it'll be back ordered for about 3 weeks again. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want the Survival Shield, InfoWars Life, nascent atomic iodine, the proprietary type that no one else has, that's listed in the National Institutes of Health as being an original proprietary system, that we have a lot of elites buying from us, because I learned the elite was already on this stuff. That's why. And I did a lot of research. I'm going to come out with vitamins and minerals and stuff. What is the best? And I have other people on, like pharmacist Ben Fuchs, that isn't involved in this. And he goes, yes, it's incredible. Oh, my gosh. Because it is. I bring you the best. That's what I do. The best Pro Pure water filters at the lowest price. Promo code water. I bring you the best nascent iodine. If I love Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I bring you that at InfoWarsHealth.com. But InfoWarsLife.com, nascent iodine dietary supplement. And with all the stuff going on, it's not a silver bullet. It's not perfect. But from all the scientists we've talked to and what the government admits with iodine, period, in the thyroid, this is as much protection, unfortunately, you can get unless you live in a bunker that's got total air filtering. What? There's all the health issues, just what it does for your body, regardless. Find out the details at InfoWarsLife.com. The call toll-free, 888-253-3139. We've got it in. You can buy it in bulk. My Hi, friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is bombshell news after bombshell news. Up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Let's go over some of the headlines. Top scientist: another Fukushima quake would mean U.S. evacuation. Bye-bye, Japan. Those are quotes, by the way. Actually, there won't be evacuation. No matter how high the radiation is, they'll tell you it's fine. Serial liar. Video of Obama blatantly lying 36 times. I want to play that because it's a compilation later. DHS publicly denies preparation for riots, civil unrest. That is so huge. Their own Fed.biz.gov website has literally hundreds of solicitations a month that says for civil unrest riots. And it's all over local newspapers around the country. We covered it, where the military and police admit they've been ordered to get ready for it. I mean, I could open the phones up right now and have unlimited police and military call in and say, no, we've been told get ready for imminent unrest. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen when they cut back on some of the welfare and food stamps because they want to pay all that money to foreign banks. And Obama's got reelected. He's got you now. He's going to double, triple your rates, not give you free health care, and then promise that if you just keep, you know, doing what he says, you'll get something free someday. That's the plan. But that is so huge. But again, why shouldn't they lie? We're the enemy. They lie and say, there's no New World Order, no corporate global government. Anyone that says it is racist. And then all these world leaders on C-SPAN are constantly calling for a corporate, private world government that ends the family and basically turns us into, like, slaves. It's so incredible. They just go, there's no world government. There's no mercury in your shot. Fluoride's good for you. Cancer rates aren't up, even though they're 3,000% plus. Everything's fine. Bisphenol A's not bad for you. Bisphenol A's not bad for you. Bisphenol A's not bad for you. Then they go, oh, it gave millions cancer. No big deal. We're going to keep it in there. Or put something even worse in. How's that sound? I mean, it's, and then you find the white papers where they did it on purpose. John P. Holdren. It's so funny to them. So incredibly funny that all of this is going on. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, with the news here, top scientists, another Fukushima quake would mean U.S. evacuation. Bye-bye, Japan. A serial liar, video of Obama blatantly lying 36 times. DHS publicly denies preparation for riots, civil unrest. Man, I tell you, that's a good one. Kind of like Obama saying 2 days ago, I never said we wouldn't knock you off your insurance. That's preposterous. Bunch of racist liars. InfoWars announces we will resist TSA and NSA tyranny 10K film contest. Democrat win in Virginia signals new attack on Second Amendment. Oh, yeah, they're going to get our guns in Texas and Virginia. Bring in enough illegals. That's the official plan. Let them vote. Bye-bye guns. Or have a civil war, which is what they really want. And then they're going to have it because they, well, they know how to run a commie takeover, don't they? Continuing, families threatened with police monitoring over transgender complaints. Yeah, you don't like men going in the women's and men's bathroom. And again, I've experienced this, and I'm a pretty, you know, guy that isn't a shrieking violet. I've told the story before. I'm not going to get into it again, but there was a famous transvestite, not transgender, who was just a singularly horrible person that was like some kind of monster out of a movie, who would wear thongs up and down the streets. He had a TV show for a year at the Access TV, and I had to be around it. And it wasn't that he wore cheerleader outfits that was disgusting. It was that he would have, you know, feces dribbling down his leg and stuff. And he would go in the men's and women's bathroom and hang out. Because it's like that's what they're into is being in different bathrooms. You'd have church groups and stuff there, and people, little kids would be freaked out with a bald-headed guy with, like, long hair on the sides and a cheerleader outfit, you know, with his buddies in there using drugs and vomiting everywhere. And they finally kicked him out. And it was like, oh, my gosh, we might come after you for being mean. And we've even had, like, newspapers and stuff call us up and say, oh, why are you talking bad about the icon we're going to build? And it's like, it's just like, okay, whatever. I mean, get Rumpelstiltskin in a dress, and it's still Rumpelstiltskin. And you know, that's the issue here, is that you'd walk into the bathroom. I'd walk in there like once to comb my hair and put a sports jacket on. You didn't have changing rooms in there. And there he'd be, lounging, looking at me. And then you go, hey, looks good. And I'd be like, I'm nothing much. And I'd go over and sit there at the urinal while him and his buddy were staring at me. And I just, whatever, wash my hands, walk out. But let me tell you, the church groups, they didn't like it. You know, the passing out in the bathroom and the vomiting everywhere. And anyways, why did I just go off into that? It's like. Yeah, they have transgender bathrooms, not just in California, it's in Colorado, it's everywhere now. And again, if they can get away with that, they can do anything, ladies and gentlemen. And then they're like, we hate you now. We don't want Ender's Game to come out as a movie because the writer isn't for gay marriage. Well, even if you disagree with him, don't try to shut down his art. I mean, these people are authoritarians, ladies and gentlemen. And they're not going to stop. And they make their civil rights movement about things like that because everybody's going to lose their privacy. Everybody's going to lose their money, their private property, their future. They're making war upon the family. But they have to have the high ground and say, we're going to do all this to you because you haven't accepted our lifestyle. You must adopt it. You must adopt euthanasia. Now we're going to tell your kids if they want to commit suicide, they can for the earth. We'll arrest you if you try to stop. Ginny, kill yourself for the bunny rabbits. I mean, this is actually going on in Northern Europe. This is a scientific program in the major university studies. We cover it in Endgame 2.0, the university studies where they admitted that the plan to annihilate society. This is a plan, ladies and gentlemen. This is a program. Coming up, we've got Anthony Gucciardi coming in about this amazing clip. I want to cue it back up and play it in a moment. By David Suzuki, top scientist, another Fukushima quake would mean U.S. evacuation. Bye-bye, Japan. Award-winning scientist David Suzuki has gone on record in a public talk posted online just days ago and saying in the event of another 7 or above earthquake, which he says has about a 95% chance of occurring over the next 3 years, that's what the seismologists are saying. It's on the most active volcanic region in the world. Very smart to build the reactors there in a tsunami zone as well. It would mean a complete evacuation of North America and bye-bye Japan. And here is...
that if, in fact, the fourth planet goes under an earthquake and those rods are exposed, it's bye-bye Japan. And everybody on the west coast of North America should evacuate. That isn't terrifying. I don't know what is.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, I was brought up pretty conservative, liberal on some issues, but I was brought up nuclear power is the greatest thing since Christmas. I mean, it is just wonderful. It's clean. It's safe. It's great. My dad is even against it now because they won't run it properly. They build them in the wrong spots. They dump the waste wherever they want. They hide disasters. And now... The number of disasters is off the chart because all over the country, they've turned off the alarms that you hear the sirens starting a few years ago in San Diego when because it was scaring folks when it was going off all the time. They said, you know what? We're just not going to turn that alarm on anymore. Just like until 1990, they wouldn't let U.S. troops use DU that they had as a weapon system since 1946. I've had Dr. Doug Rocky, head of the DU Pentagon program, on about it. And no one would let them use it because they said, well, it's a death sentence. It ignites going out the barrel. It's an incredible weapon, but whoever breathes it, if you breathe just a little bit of this, it's going to reduce your lifespan, going to burn out your kidneys where it precipitates out in your lungs. This is a death sentence. And in 1990, they went, you know what? Use it. And now Israel uses it, firing into Gaza and the winds prevailing right off the Mediterranean blow right in. I mean, that's valuable land, even if Israel wants to take the Gaza Strip or something. Let's just say from a purely Zionist perspective. If Israel wanted to take, I mean, why would you? Because it's just, again, it's a madness. The Germans don't care if it's leaking. The French don't care. The Japanese don't care. Israel doesn't care. The U.S. doesn't care. It's crazy land. You know who won't use DU up until now is the Russians and the Chinese. I mean, why would you use something that's a death sentence to your troops? And now under pressure, because they need it to fight back, there's an arms race. They're now starting to manufacture it. The Chinese and the Russians. Because suddenly it's like, well, let's just suspend the rules of physics. Let's suspend the rules of science and medicine. And let's just say DU is safe. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, folks. There's 420-something reactors. 91% of them are leaking. You can pull up those numbers. That's the Atomic Energy Agency from the test. They're leaking. They're rotting. Their average age is 37 years old. They're supposed to be retired after 30. They are disaster zones. Do you know what radiation does to those buildings? You want the heat? Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is collective madness. And when we come back, a bunch of the other news. The new mayor of... New York City is a socialist on record. Three gun companies are now leaving New York because of the state laws basically restricting them. New Jersey holds a turn yourself in program for fugitives. And it goes on and on and on. Report, we covered this yesterday, but now it's up on drugsreport.com. Report, now that CBS is covering it, anally probed 8 times after traffic stop because they said it looked like he was clenching his butt cheeks. They didn't need a warrant. That was probable cause because I think that may be the new... I see a cop, actually, especially in Texas. I mean, that's what you got to do. I mean, you've got to, like, run like Pepe Le Pew's chasing you. And I shouldn't joke. They savaged him for 3 hours with giant probes and did forced enemas and x-ray after x-ray. And they didn't say they were sorry, and they charged him for the hospital torture. We'll be right back, folks.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he sees. And if things don't change soon, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my blood. She just sit there.
The story, if you want to watch the video and you're a radio listener, is up on DrudgeReport.com, right in the middle of the article. We're also going to get it posted up at Infowars.com. It's from the Daily Caller. Sebelius is back in the hot seat right now. She says delay is not an option, even though that was the plan the whole time. And then there's the video, admits felons can become navigators. We told you this a couple months ago, that they were hiring a bunch of ACORN-type groups with criminal records to run this. Well, that's what the Democratic Party is a street-level mafia group run by foreign banks. And, of course, they're going to loot and steal the money and get your Social Security numbers. That's what the Obamacare website is for, is to find out who doesn't have the health care so they can take your tax return, your tax refund. And now they admit that, by the way. That's what the bill says. That's how they're going to get it. And they're going to garnish your bank account. And they're going to also fine you. So there's your free health care. And this has all been done by design. But let's play Sebelius up there arrogantly telling people that, yes, felons can come to your house and basically threaten you. Because say you're from the government, you're supposed to bow to them. I mean, I've had 13 years ago in the 2000 census, they kept coming to my door banging on it. My girlfriend was there, my wife now. And I said, next time they come, you know, just tell them come back when I'm there. And the guy came back and he had a plastic badge. And he said, listen, I can have you arrested if you don't fill this out. And I said, listen, buddy, you can ask me how many people live here under the law. I know the law of the federal rulings. You can't ask me 50-something questions because I got the community survey. How much money I've got, what type of toilet, do I own guns? I said, you get off my property right now before I physically kick you off of it. And he goes, I'll call the police. I said, good. Call them, punk. And I walked outside and followed him, and he was parked in the middle of the street, the neighborhood street. Not even cops parked like that, just like he was God. And I'm telling you, you're going to have felons coming, and they're already doing it and saying, are you enrolled? Well, you better. It's the law. The average person will just grovel. Let them in. And just like you've had census people raping and robbing people, I predict, well, it's already started. They're already stealing the money, that it's going to be absolute kleptocracy. Because that was the plan. Got to give the crew some little stuff to have fun on the suckers. It's all about ganging up on the suckers. All about running game.
Isn't it true that there is no federal requirement for navigators to undergo a criminal background check, even though they will receive personal, sensitive personal information from the individuals they help sign up for the Affordable Care Act?
That is true. States could add an additional background checks and other features, but it is not part of the federal requirement.
So a convicted felon could be a navigator and could acquire sensitive personal information from an individual unbeknownst to them.
That is possible.
No, that's not possible. The groups they've already hired are famous for stealing millions of dollars per city under previous government programs where they're supposed to go out and be community organizers. See, Obama's an expert on this. These community organizers are government and corporate funded to come into an unpolitically organized system where we're just taught to watch TV all day and organize rent-a-mobs to call for taking our guns, breaking up our families, arresting people if your 10-year-old girl doesn't like a boy in the bathroom with her. This is their cult takeover. I mean, do you understand that? This is a cult of criminals. And they wrote this bill to bust this country wide open. Obama has now shut down over 500 reactors. Excuse me, 500 power plants, coal power plants. At a Freudian slip, we're talking about reactors in the next segment.
That sounds like the ravings of a fascist.
Oh, no, we're not going to. Listen, we have a truce with Glenn Beck, guys. I'm serious. Glenn's been doing a really good job, really getting hardcore. And I know it's fun to play that clip, John. I don't think you got the memo. All right, we're going to leave Glenn Beck alone. Seriously, I've been taking the high road. He's been taking the high road. And so, let me tell you, we got bigger fish to fry. One more time. We're never going to play it again until he breaks the truce. Because, I mean, it does sound like the ravings of a fascist. I guess if I'm quoting all their tyranny, it does sound like tyranny. So let's go out with...
I didn't get the memo, Alex.
You didn't get the memo?
Here we go. I haven't seen it yet.
This is the last one.
That sounds like the ravings of a fascist.
He was talking about me there. All right, folks. We're going to be... That sounds like the ravings of my number one competition. That's what he's really saying. Hey, I actually like Glenn Beck. I think he's doing a good job. All right. right, we'll be right back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're going to have open phones in the third hour for active duty military and currently serving police who are all over the news saying that they're being asked, will they fire on Americans? Will they confiscate guns? The manuals are being leaked to the public. The Pentagon is confirming that the manuals are real. We've been covering it. Mainstream news has started to cover it. And now DHS has publicly denied preparation for riots, civil unrest, while their public bid process for mercenaries with top secret security clearances, they're actually hiring XZ and folks to guard all the federal buildings during a economic disaster, collapse, or rioting. These are quotes. Literally hundreds of these solicitations, because it's happening in every state, in every major city. New York, Texas, California, they are doing this. It is truly absolutely unprecedented what is unfolding right now. And we're going to be discussing that coming up in the next hour and opening the phones up. But I've got all this other news, finishing up with the Obamacare situation. It was their plan to wreck health care, have a doctor shortage, and then socialize it for the people, charge us unlimited amounts of money. But then on top of that, then transfer the profits to the offshore banks. But they've overdone it this time. And what's really going to make people angry is that Congress is exempt. The unions are going to be made exempt. Already 2,000-plus major companies are exempt. Obama promised to get rid of the exemptions, never got rid of them. They play that game, folks, of lying, 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 lying. Saying, I never said you'd be kicked off your health plan. I never said that. 2 days ago, he said, I never said that. That's lies by the racist right-wingers. Did I tell you about race again? Now they're talking about indicting George Zimmerman, the Justice Department does, the criminals there. Again, to create more racial fighting. If they hype it enough, there can be more racial conflict. This is total divide and conquer. But now we learn, trick or treat, unions may get health law tax relief. Loyal Obama supporters lose insurance, but they're okay with it because it's for their dear leader. And then expanding on that, if you go to drudgereport.com, ex-Obama Secret Service agent, it's worse than people know. I'm not trying to scare you, he goes on to say. And we're going to get him back on here in the next few days. But the video is up there on Infowars.com as well. And then you can see his last interview with us as well. We've added to the article since the number one news site in the world, drudgereport.com, link to it. I have been told by IT, and they're very proud of themselves, that the website is staying up. This is the most traffic InfoWars has ever received. I don't know why. I mean, it's important. See, Bongino signed national security agreements because he was the number one guy over Obama's foreign trips. And he said the stuff he heard was so evil, he had to quit. And he's now getting his house broken into, business broken into, car messed with, family threatened. Because obviously what he knows, and I've told him, you better go ahead and say it. You know, because, and he's like, well, it's not completely criminal. So because it was completely criminal, I'd have to go public. But he goes, no one's going to prosecute him at the Justice Department. But he said, it's worse than people know, and I'm not trying to scare you either. But basically he said, it's open Marxism and bring down America, Cloward and Piven. I mean, they're in there. Obama's walking around going, I'm good at killing people. We're taking over. We'll get those bitter clinger scum. We're going to break up everybody's families. I mean, that's the word from other Secret Service. I have another. I don't even want to say it, folks, because it. We have Secret Service agents inside the White House, okay? And I mean, I think that just needs to be known, okay? Through my intermediaries, I'll just leave it at that, because they know how to contact me without it going through telephones and stuff. They say, oh, they say, you're absolutely correct. It is unbelievable. And they cry at night. They cry. You've heard the military officers call in and say that their officers are crying. And it's not that they're wimps, folks. When you're like standing around, the whole country standing there, and there's an absolute guy trying to become dictator. It's like Hitler in 1934 or something. I mean, this is, I'm telling you, I'm not usually wrong. I didn't think Obama would be this bad. I thought it'd be bad, come after our guns, come like be Bill Clinton or something. This is bad. I mean, this is bad. And that's what Bongino's saying. He's saying, you have no idea. That's what he said here. I go, well, what is it? He goes, just imagine everything you see in public and then some. Remember Hillary Clinton had like Stalin and Lenin on the Christmas tree and crack pipes? And then she got confronted about it back in the mid-90s and said, big deal. It's that they're like perverts. It's like, who wants to hang crack pipes on a Christmas tree? They like get off on bad stuff. They like leaking nuclear reactors, and they like flesh-eating bacteria spreading everywhere. And they're like devils. So they're not like devils. These people are devils. So that story's up on Infowars.com. And now the Democrats have got a win in Virginia. They're going after the guns there. I mean, these people have got us. And they think that, you know, that this is their season. They know people are waking up to them. So their job is to wreck the country as fast as possible. And I guess wreck the planet as fast as possible. I mean, it's criminal intent. It's criminal energy. It's not criminals that steal just to get wealthy. There's different types of criminals of criminology. There's that type, but then there's people that like criminal activity. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here, okay? Just like they're letting criminals get jobs to get your data, because they're Democratic Party operatives that launder that money, folks. Acorn and all that. You can walk in any Acorn office from running and go, I'm running children, sex slaves. Great, we'll sign you right up. Just go to the next office. I'm running sex slaves, children. Good, we'll tell you how to run it with the folks so you don't get any trouble. Let's get that cash going right now. I mean, you know, it is... It is so evil. Now, Anthony Gucciardi's here with huge Monsanto news. But first, this story came out a few days ago, and we mentioned it. We have the clip. We're going to play it in a moment. If you just joined us, by the man voted most popular, the man of Canada, David Suzuki, has gone on record, and then he mentioned in the papers, in the reports, we've dug these up because we've covered these. These are scientific reports, what scientists have said, the probability of an earthquake, and what it'll do if there's full meltdown of the fuel rod stored there. And the ground's all spongy and eroding into a huge sinkhole, and another tsunami, a 7.2 earthquake. It's over. And it just shows the insanity of the power structure. And now they're getting ready to start removing the fuel rods. That, statistically, they believe will probably cause them to bang together and catch on fire. And then you've got a full meltdown on your hands. So Anthony Gucciardi, who's really our expert on Fukushima, covering the latest information, joins us in studio to talk about the madness of these people. His article is the top story on Infowars.com right now. Anthony, tell us the situation.
Well, you notice how they craft the debate. Now it's about the TSA agent and should they be armed. Meanwhile, we have top generals saying, yes, the nuclear weapons are, you know, they're missing and we have major problems. Obama is getting rid of all of the top guys who will not listen to him and play ball. And now we have this scientist, this internationally recognized scientist. He hosts his own television show, actually. And yes, he was the number five guy in Canada, the number one living man in Canada, the most popular, had the most votes. Everyone loves him. And he went to this forum, and thankfully someone captured it with their iPhone, or else we would never know. And he was alerting them, kind of like a behind-the-scenes deal, saying, listen, you know, this is about water ecology, this conference, this symposium, but the real thing is Fukushima. And he was saying, if just one more earthquake, 7.0 or higher, happens, and he said there's a 95% chance that it will happen over the next 3 years, then Fukushima would just absolutely melt down, and the U.S. would have to be evacuated, and then that Japan would go, quote-unquote, bye-bye. So he's basically saying everyone in Japan would die.
And he's a physicist and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, and it's not like we're saying this or we're making this up. This is a direct quote. He's saying there's a 95% chance this will happen in the next 3 years if we don't do something about it.
And I agree with that, because that's our own analysis from Dr. Busby and other top folks we've had on. There should be 50,000 people there in radiation suits, rotating in and out in lead suits in a world emergency to clean that out right now. Instead, I've read that they can't get workers to go in. The starfish are melting and dying. The butterflies are dying and are mutated. The kids are dropping dead. People are staying there to take care of their horses and livestock. They're dying. And the answer is just let it happen.
No, there's still plenty of people living in the Fukushima region.
Well, Ann Coulter says they should be thankful.
No, they should be. No, that whole idea is that if you have a little bit of radiation, you get immunized like a vaccine. But no, the concept here is that TEPCO is now going in.
Are you racist against radiation?
I'm absolutely racist against radiation. I don't want to take Ann Coulter radiation pills, but maybe we should start promoting that. So I think the key thing here is they call it the TEPCO mafia now, because they're just so bad at what they do. They're either incompetent or nefarious. No one really knows. I mean, they're taping things up with duct tape at this nuclear plant. It's on life support right now, and they're taping it up with duct tape. But what's going on is the United States is moving in with some scientists, some little guys, to go maybe help with the Fukushima disaster that could potentially blow up and, you know, he says cause the U.S. to evacuate. But they're going in and they're going to test the reactor 4, extracting some fuel rods, because they said that one was actually not melted down. The other ones have volatile, toxic elements inside of them all. But the thing here, and there's 1,400 of them, if just two touch at all, they will blow up. And it could mean the entire explosion of the entire facility. Could just mean a massive amount of radiation leakage into the facility.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, bombs are bad, but they dissipate and are cleaner when they detonate. There's less. I mean, you're talking about a small ball of it, you know, that blows up a whole city.
Yes.
It's purified. This is just mass ton upon ton, six reactors smoldering, half blown up, just hellish, and it's all sliding into the sea because they got to keep pumping water in on them to keep them from exploding. I mean, it's just a hellish situation.
Well, they admitted. Well, actually, TEPCO didn't admit. First, they lied and they said that it was just a bit of radiation. Then an independent study in Japan found it was 2.5 times the amount of radiation initially released, and that 70% of all the cesium and radioactive waste went into the Pacific Ocean on purpose. They said,
By the way, I'm going to be honest. I mean, this is what I've said when I've talked about the nascent iodine that we've produced, and we shall, because all the scientists and doctors say this is the best thing for protecting your thyroid. But that's not a silver bullet. The only thing I can do, if this really blows up, is I've got to go to the Southern Hemisphere. I guess I'll tell the crew, come with me if you want to go, and we're going to have to, like, try to, I mean, this is, like, unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
And notice, it was the Canadian version of Huffington Post where I found this guy's video. It has 100-something thousand views now. We're publicizing it majorly. But this wasn't even in the mainstream press. It's like Fukushima's going to blow up. The U.S. is going to be evacuated. Japan, everyone in Japan.
By the way, he's reading scientific papers that we've listed in the article. This is what the scientists, from bad to worse, they look at the different scenarios. There's not a good scenario unless you have like 100,000 people. They work by the thousands 1 week on. You give them some huge amount of pay to do it. In lead suits, you go in. In an emergency situation, you extract everything out of there, but nobody wants it, so everybody passes the buck as the time bomb just ticks down.
Well,
this is the perfect psychology of these delusional people.
That's it. And
these people are insane.
And there's numerous ways they could do it with cement and everything. They could have this, you know, a massive expansion that could protect everything to some degree, but they're just not doing it. They're like, oh, we'll just go in and remove those rocks.
That's right. It's been recommended that, say, 20 miles away with trucks, you bring it to a giant quarry, and you have big sections where you get them, pour concrete over them, seal them, and then move on. But they won't do that either.
And then you ask, what are you even going to do with those rods when you extract them? Shoot them into space is most likely the answer. And then meanwhile, Obama's recommending we build all of these nuclear power plants in the United States along the coastline. I mean, this is just complete insanity, just complete and utter chaos, which I guess they want.
That's the joke from Dr. Busby, is that it's like an alien race is secretly running things, and they want higher radiation to live in, and they're terraforming us with radiation. I mean, that's the only plausible, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's that crazy.
It's
fertility's going down, everything. Yeah, it's... But, I mean, it's madness. Where do these elites think they're going to live?
Well, it ties into this next story, too, with Washington and the GMO labeling, because they're, number one, destroying the environment. They're destroying the oceans with Fukushima. But then they're manipulating beyond repair the food supply with their Arctic vaults that have the only actual heirloom organic seeds. They're just wasting the food supply, just destroying it and obliterating it, destroying the oceans. Every single piece of our biosphere is under attack, including ourselves.
And then they've got all these fake environmental things, tax carbon dioxide that's actually the lowest level ever recorded.
Yes.
And all the scientists on record say massive boost of this would actually accelerate life and help the planet. It's like we're almost becoming Mars and we're losing our atmosphere. They think all the nuke testing blew holes in it. Maybe they are aliens sent to destroy us. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
it gets to the point where it's so insane you just have to reach for something because it doesn't make any sense. It's just either belligerent insanity or nefarious just intent on just wrecking this planet like a golf ball just smashing it with a hammer. I mean, we're not just talking about maybe there's not enough food. We're talking about genetically impure food and the contamination of it on record over and over again in Washington.
That within three generations sterilizes and mutates every mammal that eats it.
Yes, massive tumors to the point where rats can't walk. And that's what we're eating right now.
Guaranteed death sentence. And Monsanto has their own clean facilities with no GMO. They will not eat it. All the elite have secret gardens that's come out from China to Europe. It's all a plan.
But they can't even.
And I guess the alien is the spirit of Satan possessing them.
I mean, what do you think happens when we burn the GMO corn? And what do you think happens with the chemtrails in the sky? They can only shelter themselves so much. They're going down with the ship. They don't even understand it, maybe, but they're killing themselves, too. They can't escape that. It's everywhere. If they're going to unleash this Pandora's box, I think they're being conned, too. I don't know.
Well, I mean, they just want to have, like, men in the girls' bathrooms. That's what they're into.
No, that's the real mainstream media agenda, is allowing 50-year-old men without any surgeries into an 8-year-old girl's locker room because of his rights. You know, his rights begin where his emotions start coming into play. Our rights end when his emotions begin.
Because he wants to be in a room with our daughters.
Exactly. But then, you know, Fukushima blowing up and us having to evacuate, the food supply being completely contaminated. And look at this. $22 million was spent on destroying GMO labeling in Washington. Take a guess how much came from residents if you haven't read this article. You'd say maybe $100,000? No, $500 of $22 million came from residents of Washington. The rest was, it has the list here on USA Today. They can't even cover it up anymore. It was Monsanto, DuPont, Dow AgroSciences, and Bayer Crop Science. Every time. It's a propaganda tyranny machine, and they're crushing reality.
Bayer, the same folks that knowingly put HIV in the Factor VIII for kids.
Oh, and Monsanto, the same folks that worked with Dow AgroSciences to make Agent Orange, 500,000 killed, multiple birth defects, that's conservative estimates. You know, Dow AgroScience working on biopharmaceutical crops. Yeah, we're going to throw the experimental anthrax vaccine, which kills kids.
They have new corn coming out. I read it has like pigs in it, pig genes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how they use it to make these biopharmaceutical crops. They splice the genes, and then they put a vaccine component or an antibiotic or an antidepressant. That's the new thing.
And they've been caught stacking other secret goodies in.
Yeah. Antidepressant crops on your dinner table. There's no way the FDA is going to label it. They're just going to say it's good. They'll put statins in there just like they're trying to do it in the water.
By the way, we're not saying this. They're saying it. It's all official.
No.
I want to come back and talk more about Monsanto and this latest development there with the vote. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Hey.
globalists do is insane and degenerate and evil. Everything they do is where they have the moral high ground and they care about you and they're doing a great thing. I've been researching GMOs for about 18 years, and I've had all these top scientists on who are making millions of dollars a year and morally saw the rats dying and getting sick eating this stuff and saying there's a eugenics component and they're hiding stuff in these. And this is like stuff 10, 15 years ago that's nothing compared to what's come out now. And then you look at what it does to people on record. You look at the effect that it's having. Because humans are in a generation every 20, 30 years. With rats, it can be a couple times a year. They know in guinea pigs. They know in rats. Look up GMO studies in rats. GMO studies in guinea pigs. I mean, we're talking about eyeballs twice the size, hair growing out their mouths, giant tumors everywhere, 99% sterilization by three generations, totally retarded. And then you look at all the statistics. We're one generation in. It's devastating us. Gut disorders. And I guess this is all there. Anthony, what do you think is at the heart of this whole GMO takeover?
Well, we can look at it as a whole paradigm of this government system. There's a reason the top generals are being purged. Why is that? They're not playing ball with Obama. Why then are there so many people coming out from these biotech companies emailing me and telling me information, insiders telling me what's going on? Because the same deal. Monsanto and these other companies are purging the employees and the top executives and the top PR guys who aren't willing to go to the next level. The next level is biopharmaceutical crops. The next level is the vaccine components in your food. GMOs are nothing, almost. I mean, it's the implemental blueprint to get us to accept this whole paradigm. They're going to force it down our throats because we're not, except I think we can defeat it in many ways. But after that becomes biopharmaceutical crops. It becomes genetic clones of animals. It becomes biopharmaceutical.
Well, there's already cloned animals on the shelves.
Yeah, exactly. But it's going mainstream. And then we're talking things like the 2045 project, if you're familiar with that, which
yes.
is essentially that everyone will be genetically modified holograms of themselves. And it sounds insane, but this is what these biotech companies are moving towards.
No. I mean, exactly. The New York Times will make fun of me when I quote Google execs and Ray Kurzweil saying I said it. No, they this is their plan.
No,
they're the ones launching secret black barges. They're the ones saying they're going to be gods, not me. I think they should all be rounded up, basically.
Bill Gates, in an interview, said, they said, well, you know, what are you going to do before you die? He said, I'm not going to die. And he was real smug, like, I'm not going to die. They think they're going to live forever in these genetically modified bodies. That's what they believe.
No, exactly. They said they're going to merge with silicone so the radiation isn't going to hurt them.
And they don't think they need food or sustenance anymore because they'll just...
And they're poisoning everything to wipe us out.
And they'll program their brains into this genetically modified artificial body, put a chip in, and that's their consciousness. They believe they can transport our memories and everything into an artificial being. And
by the way, it's not like it's a couple of them. This is all they say at the TED conference. All the top people do. This is their religion.
They have major transhumanistic conferences. The head guys at Google are into it. Bill Gates is into it. Ray Kurzweil's been predicting it for decades. But look up 2045 program. The Russian scientists were developing this idea that first you have by 2045, you have the ultimate hologram, artificial GMO.
No, we've covered it. Yeah,
by 2015, and the beginnings of it.
And they give a timetable that's actually further out so folks don't get concerned.
And you have to be a billionaire to get into it. You have to pay millions upon millions of dollars. It'll be the elite class that gets it. And the peasantry, us, we'll be able to work for them to get enough money to have...
And we'll get the facsimile, the control stuff. It'll be the new bling. Everyone wants it.
Oh, yeah.
I got my augmenter. I'm totally cool. I've got a section 943 chip. Oh, yeah. And they're just going to be... And Lady Gaga will have it or whatever the new idiot is.
I mean, not that everyone...
We want your souls, what they're saying.
Exactly.
Stay there. I want to finish up. Then we're going to give the phone number out and talk to military and police about the purge that is taking place.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.